This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. Right now, the 100-share index in London is down 1.75%. It's at 6,102. The DAX in Germany is down 1.73%. It's at 8,423. In the U.S., all futures are down. The Dow futures are down 0.84%, 134 points. And the yield on the 10-year T-note, long seen as a sort of safe haven for investors, is down to 2.03%. Americans who have been out of work for months face an uphill battle getting hired, and that's why 300 companies signed a White House pledge earlier this year to bring down some of the barriers faced by the long-term unemployed in this country. One company's approach is to forget resumes and turn to videos. Marketplace's Kate Davidson reports.
Frontier Communications sells things like high-speed internet and phone service. HR boss Jim Otto says in hiring, the company was looking for a way to measure soft skills that don't show up on paper.
Like the ability to delight the customer. How do you read that on a resume?
So this year, Frontier has been moving from a resume-first hiring model to a video-first model. Applicants answer a few questions on videos they can submit from their smartphones.
So the very first evaluation that we would have of someone is how they communicated. And then we would look at their resume.
Otto says Frontier has hired more unemployed people this year, half of them long-term unemployed. The White House is touting this strategy and others. Mitchell Hirsch with the National Employment Law Project says jobless applicants are sometimes rejected by automatic filters.
And so they're being unfairly screened out, often without the direct knowledge of the hiring managers themselves.
A new guide to hiring the long-term unemployed recommends removing those filters. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.